This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 3rd. God's word to you today is male and female. Our scripture reading is taken from John 20, verses 16, 20, and 27. And they say, "Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni." As he spoke, he showed them the wounds on his hands and his side. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Believe." Jesus used voice recognition with Mary, but showed his scars to the disciples and Thomas. Why? Did you do your homework? When Jesus resurrected and made himself known to Mary, he used his voice and Mary responded, "Rabboni." But when Jesus showed up to the disciples, the men, he used physical signs. Jesus showed them his hands and his wounds. Thomas was not present at the time, and when the others told him they had seen the Lord, Thomas did not believe them. Thankfully, Jesus showed up again and showed Thomas his wounds and scars. Why did the women hear and believe, but the men need to see to believe? When he was showing himself to the lady, he did not need to show his scars. All he needed to do was speak. But when he was showing the men, he needed proof. Why? Men are visual and logical. Sometimes they are brutally logical. It is as if they are insensitive. While for men, it has to make sense. With women, making sense is not the issue. For women, what is most important is, can I feel something? Once a woman hears the voice of the Lord and she feels the love of God, that is it. But for a man, it is different. It is easy to say one is better than the other, but I do not think one is better than the other. I think Jesus will meet everybody at his or her point of need and his or her point of curiosity. He will reveal himself to us in a way that we understand. He did not bother showing Mary his hands. He just called her name. But with the men, he needed to prove by the first principle that he was alive and well. This is just what we see play out in our marriages. Women are more emotional. Men are logical. While the man is saying, "This thing you're saying does not make sense," the woman is saying, "You're hurting my feelings." The man is puzzled. "What feelings? This does not make sense." God help us in Jesus' name. Once you understand the difference, it is easier to navigate. You should not be shocked that your wife is emotional. For some men, it is a huge shock. "What have I said that she's crying? I just said this thing does not make sense." And the woman between sobs responds, "That is my father you're talking about." However, when we understand this difference, we would not be shocked. Similarly, the ladies would not be shocked at how logical their men are. I pray that God will help us all in Jesus' name. How do you show God that you love him? Different people show God they love him in many ways. However, over the next few days, we're going to learn that there are different levels and requirements for each level. Please read John 21 verses 1 to 25. Several of the disciples were together, and in John 21 verse 3 it says, "Simon Peter said, 'I'm going fishing.' 'We'll come too,' they all said." Homework. Why do you think Peter led them back to fishing? Let us pray. Father, help me to be able to operate based on both the intellectual faith to think and the passionate faith to feel. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.